Nearly 4 months after 20 children and six adults were shot and killed in a Connecticut elementary school, there's yet to be a new national gun policy. But when Congress gets back from spring recess, members will have to make a decision on whether or not to adopt President Obama's legislative package on gun control. One of the components of that package includes an expansion of background checks on gun buyers. At an event in the Hill District hosted by Ceasefire PA, several of the Democrats running for Pittsburgh mayor agreed that component is necessary. Western Pennsylvania Ceasefire PA coordinator Ron Conroy says the candidates were invited to offer their opinion on gun control and to encourage universal background checks for all guns.
What we're pushing for is making sure that every long gun purchase and every rifle purchase that includes assault rifles, like the rifles that were used in the Sandy Hook tragedy, that there are background checks for each of those things. I mean, right now we have an unbelievable amount of gun purchases that are happening without background checks, both in Pennsylvania and in the United States.
Currently, Pennsylvania requires a background check for handguns, but not rifles. Each Democratic mayoral candidate at the event say universal background checks make sense. On the other hand, they had similar but varying views on banning certain guns, like automatic and semi-automatic rifles. J.J. Abbott is spokesperson for mayoral candidate Jack Wagner. Abbott says Wagner has been a longtime supporter of sensible gun laws.
20 years ago in the city of Pittsburgh, he passed an assault weapons ban that was ultimately overturned by the state, but was a real step forward for the conversation in the community of Pittsburgh.
Community activist A.J. Richardson says he doesn't think more restriction on purchases of certain guns are needed because people will find a way around the law. But he does support universal background checks, as long as it's a fair process.
We certainly need universal checks. I don't want us to be biased in that. The dangers in that, certain communities can be targeted, and certain communities overlooked.
The targets being the urban community and the overlooked being the suburban residents. Richardson added he supports stricter punishment for those who violate gun laws. Pittsburgh controller and fellow mayoral candidate Michael Lamb also says there should be greater focus on wrongdoers, but he thinks there should be a limitation on what he calls assault weapons. However, he stresses the focus should be on universal background checks and build from there.
We have communities where people live in fear. Fear of violence caused by drugs, caused by guns. And if we can get together behind this kind of an agenda and push this along, it's really going to be better for Pittsburgh.
State Representative Jake Wheatley says requiring background checks for all gun purchases can make Pittsburgh communities and families safer. On the other hand, the candidate's take on military-style weapons comes from experience.
I'm not a hunter, but I was a former active duty Marine. And I was given an M16 only after they checked to make sure I was qualified to have one, and they trained me on it.
Wheatley confirmed he would like to see a ban on those kinds of guns in place. So would Pittsburgh City Councilman and mayoral candidate Bill Peduto. He says there are three things that can reduce gun violence in the city and in the United States.
Getting the assault weapons off the streets, cracking down on illegal gun trafficking, and putting background checks into effect would greatly reduce the number of people being murdered needlessly throughout this country and in Pittsburgh.
Peduto suggests gun control policies have to start from the ground up. He says policies need to be grassroots efforts that ripple into nationwide laws. I'm Emily Farah, 90.5 WESA News.